Let's start from simple thing. Do you remember what was that? The simple thing was the attitude. When the guy changed his attitude, Umar found him a really thirsty yearner of the knowledge and said, oh, this is great. I will plant this seed over here because this is the way to do it. These are what we heard. Then what? Then the story of the parrot. The parrot in us, which is encaged. The merchant doesn't like it, and we attend to it, but the parrot cannot be happy. Happiness of the parrot is not inside. This is the subject of love. Okay, we talked a lot about it. Now I believe it's your turn. Who volunteers to talk about love? What is love? In reality, in all stories, look around the globe, the love stories are tragedy. Always. There is no this Hollywood-style happy ending, kissing each other, going to bed. It's always a tragedy. Why?
You identify with the beloved rather than the self.
Oh, I identify with beloved rather than self. Why this story is tragedy? I mean, why Shakespeare doesn't write a love story with happy ending? Because when you're listening to a love story, you are not a lover, and you won't get it, and it's tragedy for you. If you are a lover, a love story is not tragedy. Is it? What is tragedy? Tragedy is an unhappy happening, right? If you look at the Romeo and Juliet from the eyes of Romeo or Juliet or a lover, is it a bad happening over there? Something bad is happening? No, the end? We're not talking about the end. Because the end of the story is supposed to be tragedy. Is it? What is the end of the story in general? Let's say, the end of my story, what is it?
You die.
Death is tragedy. That's why it looks like tragedy. Because in reality, life ends with death. And it doesn't matter which kind of death. Death is something that the life is fighting to avoid, right? So it looks tragedy, but let me ask you this question. Any one of you, do you think that if after death, after everything is ruined, huh? I will arrive where I be the Merlin, okay? And I will revive Romeo or Juliet, either of them. I will say, okay, you see, this is what happened. This is what happened when you insist loving the guy and things like that. Now I could turn the time backward. We go 2 years back in the history, and I'll offer you a life to become successful, to become even prime minister, to win even a very silly prize. Do you think they will accept and say, yes, 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 this is what we wanted, not that life we had? Or any additional moment I give them, they want to be that state of mind. This is what Rumi explains it very clearly. You see, there are here the lovers, they want to be drowned in love. And by drown, I don't mean the kind of drowning that seeking for help to be saved, a kind of drowning that the drownee wants to be deeper drowned. This is how it is. Means, let's put it simple, the only one who understands love is a lover. If you're not a lover, yes, it is tragedy. It looks like tragedy. This bizarre stuff about love is the essence of that exception. Love is exception. Okay, let's explain these exceptions. So, first of all, this thing that we are looking for is in love. Do you know what we are looking for here? Right at the beginning, Rumi said, this teaching is about to understand the very good hal. And by hal means now and feeling. To feel good. This is what it is, as simple as that. That good feeling inside, hal khosh, is inside the lover. Period. Okay, let's look at it. How is it? Grammatically, I said something, you accept it. But if you be one of those teachers who looks for the grammatic error, you will find that I did a mistake here when I said it's in the lover. Happiness is not in the lover. That's the point of love. Love is this strange thing that will show you that happiness is not in you. Happiness is out of you. If you want to discover the happiness, don't look inside. Because inside you will be fooled by something that looks like happiness. Satisfaction. Animal satisfaction. That's not happiness. Happiness is outside. Your happiness is in the heart of other people. That's the magic of love. A lover is happy when the beloved is happy. You see, the situation is out of me. This is coming out of this self. That's why they insist about this difficult stuff of selflessness. And we don't even bargain to say, okay, you could be a little bit selfish, a little bit selfless. That doesn't work. Selflessness. Why? Because happiness is not in self. Real happiness is when you're happy because of something out of you. Something in you. That kind of in is in the machine. And in the machine, good situation is satisfaction. To be fed, to have food and sex and shelter. Those are the happiness of the body of self. This joy we are talking about, compassion, is not inside, is outside. But when we say inside and outside, we are obligated to clarify something, because maybe you will take it as I said it, because there is no inside and outside, really. We don't believe in the separation. But at the beginning now, that logically we're talking with the intelligence that started with the illusion of separation. Remember? Intelligence started when a group of atoms and molecules and stuff, they got together and they created the illusion of being separated from the rest of the universe. I, which is created in the animal, is illusion of separation. Love is to understand that there is no separation, especially in love, because love is the essence of it. Bringing together, togetherness, unifying stuff. So the